welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Sergeant Slammer McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss the 2018 Joe-Con box set reveals are Eric Sergeant Slaughter Aramia, Andrew Sergeant Smasher Franks, and Adam Smasher's Baton Riches. So without further ado, let's get stuck into the news burst, which is about Python Peril Marauders to the Rescue, the box set. The club have revealed all the figures from the upcoming Joe-Con box set over the last few weeks, with the last reveal yesterday. Let's get stuck into Slaughter's Marauders. First up, Footloose, and let's start with the boss fight crew. Let's start with Eric, if you'd like to take us through your thoughts on Footloose, bud.
I'd like to preface what we're going to talk about here today with the fact that I've never been a fan of the original Slaughter's Marauders color balance.
Sure, which is odd because you're a boss fight member and all of your colors are amazing and crazy. And I look at Marauders and I think, this is what boss fight would have done vintage style, you know, back in the day.
I love the colors. I don't love the pattern.
Sure.
The weird just stripes of green, brown, and neon for no reason. Yeah. I love the blue. I love the bright green and stuff like that. I'm not a fan of
how it's put out there. Yeah.
Not like it's the balance and it's the patterns and stuff like that I've never been a fan of, which was why we changed it when we did the box set for Big Bad Toy Store, where we kind of shifted to, you know, more camos and stuff. They still had blue on them. They still had the kind of, we changed the brighter green to a more toned down green.
Yeah.
It was a bit, very much a conscious effort to try and make sense of the weird stripes.
Yeah.
So that said, I'm fine with the figure build as a whole. I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan of the Falcon vest, and I do wish in general that the club could get away from trying to mimic the vintage, everything about the vintage figure so much. I wish they had a little more creativity in going, well, maybe we could use the, you know, the sweater Snake Eyes vest,
yeah,
instead of this vest. But this vest is much more accurate to the original toy. Oh, who cares? Just make it a cooler looking vest.
Sure.
That's got some of the same, that's got some similarity to it. If it had a better vest, I think the build would be pretty perfect. I'm fine with the build. I like this is one of the older head sculpts that I do like.
Mm.
I'm not a fan of the deco. I wish it was more of the, you know, the camo and the more toned down version. This isn't going to match the box set figures very well. And that's kind of a bummer.
Sure. Do you think then, with that said, and we'll come on to exclusives later, do you think there's a possibility they may do another barbecue and low light to kind of match with these?
Oh, I would say it's almost assured that okay. That's...
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert for the end of the show.
Well, I don't know for sure.
And Andrew, what about your thoughts on Footloose, bud?
So to start with, he was a pretty strong figure,
yeah,
build. I believe that was when Dave and John Warden were briefly overseeing all the club stuff.
Yeah.
So you got a couple of figures that were real, real strong. And he was one of those. And so he's a solid build to start with, but largely I would echo what Eric said.
Sure.
Is that the colors themselves are really interesting, but the application of them in the original stripe pattern is certainly not the route I would have gone.
Sure.
I always liked the way the characters looked in the Dragonfire animation.
Yeah.
Where they took that palette and they made it make sense.
Yeah. They kind of simplified it in a way, didn't they? Which is already quite simple anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he's, I think, far and away one of the stronger figures in the set.
Cool.
Could I add something real quick here about the 7-pack?
No, you've had your time, Eric.
No! The reason we didn't include Footloose in the 7-pack originally, we replaced him with Falcon. That was the year that the original club Footloose was coming out.
Yeah.
And or had just come out or something like that. So we actually made the call. Wayne Park actually made the call to not step on the club's toes.
Oh, cool.
in lieu of that, in regards to that character, which was very cool. And it wasn't really an ask in any way. It was just something that Wayne decided not to do. Like,
that's cool. Yeah. Kind of give them like that.
So that's actually why Falcon was included in that set.
Wasn't there also a story, and I can cut this out if it's not true, that Sergeant Slaughter was going to be included in that 7-pack and he had to make way?
At one point we did want to put Slaughter in that pack. And then he, because I want to say at one point the Renegades weren't necessarily going to be in there. It was going to be like Slaughter and Footloose and...
Yeah, yeah, like the whole Marauders team. Yeah, yeah, got
you. Yeah, we really couldn't come up with, at the time, we couldn't really come up with a decent build for Mutt, because the 25th build just was not on par at that point, which was 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
And then we found out we couldn't use Slaughter.
Wasn't there like a window of opportunity with Slaughter?
Yes, it was a very short window. But when Sergeant Slaughter had been released from the WWE,
yeah,
and then like 6 months later he went back to the WWE because he had cancer, and the WWE actually rehired him, so he could get better health insurance and stuff, which was really cool of them.
That's awesome, yeah.
But it closed our door of being able to make him, and that's like right when the set happened. But then that was Wayne's, you know, Wayne was the actual head designer on this box set, but then Andrew and I both worked on it off and on, and as did Dave Proctor. And that was one of the things that Wayne decided to go with, the kind of match the San Diego Comic-Con deco of Slaughter, so they would kind of match together.
Yeah.
And then he didn't really need him. When we were talking about putting Slaughter in it, I was going to design a new vest for him based on the
Warthog version.
Warthog vest that he wore.
Holy sh! That would have been amazing.
He would have still been in Slaughter's Marauders colors, but he would have had the vest from the Warthog.
Which, let's face it, could be reused later on by, say, the club to do a Warthog version. But obviously, exactly. In a perfect world. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's wicked. Anyway, yeah. So there you go.
Back to the set.
Knowledge nugget for you guys. Adam, what do you think of Footloose before we move on?
Well, I know we kind of already went over the first few reveals on the long form podcast, so I'll keep it short. But I always really loved the original Slaughter's Marauders decos. I think that color just pops, like especially the blue. And you know, the original, the 2012 Club Footloose is a great figure. So it's pretty much more of the same for me here. The deco is great. The figure is great. So I really have no complaints about this one. I think, especially as the first reveal, it was very strong right out of the gate.
I have to agree with you. I think we're on the opposite side at the moment to the boss fight guys. So it's Eric and Andrew versus Adam and Chris. That's the two pack versus two pack. Or Biggie. Someone's got to be Biggie. So,
somebody's got to die.
I'm the same. I love that deco. I do get what you're saying, guys, about the application of the pattern and everything, but there's something about it that I quite like, that haphazard, as if they've been painting a G.I. Joe barracks with those colours, and they've just got it on there. They've just got it like Yeah, exactly.
I'm such a sucker for sub-teams. I always have been. Like, yeah. Even a bad deco, when you have 10 figures that all look uniform together, there's just something magical about seeing, you know, the cluster of guys all somehow have their outfits working in unity like that. So, you know, even though the pattern itself might not be the greatest, the color scheme is just very striking. And at the time, you know, in the 80s, it unified a lot of characters that had nothing to do with each other.
I mean, see, I was a massive, massive fan of Tiger Force. Massive fan. Yeah, every sub-team that's come by, there's something odd about that. It's almost like an OCD thing. Like, you like to kind of group your figures in certain teams. Whenever I had my G.I. Joe figures, like, you know, the whole collection out when I was a kid, I would have my winter team and they would all be together. I'd have my Battle Force 2000 team, and that would cause an issue because I had Avalanche and I didn't know which team he should go in. So I was kind of like, I'll keep him with Battle Force, but I kind of want him in my winter team as well. You know what I mean? So there's like, so the sub teams thing I love, because it means you can kind of, you can group those guys.
It's like a psychological effect too, because like, I remember when Rise of Cobra came out, I don't think it's any secret, I pretty much despise that movie. But for some reason, just getting all the figures and putting them together in that blue camo pattern, it does something to my brain. The repetition, I don't know.
It's why I'm a bit upset that we only got like two blue figures in the 50th. You know, we only got like, was it Bazooka and Dusty, I want to say. Bazooka and somebody in the 50th line. And they're in that kind of Wolf Squad blue or whatever it was, or just blue pattern. Yep. And there's no one else that they can really go with. So it's kind of like, But yeah, I'm the same. And Footloose, amazing figure. He was the first figure I got involved with the club. It was the first figure when I signed up as a member that I got as a club figure incentive. So really, really love that figure. So it's nice that at the end of Joe Con and the end of Fun Publications as a G.I. Joe license holder, that I get Footloose again. Like, it's like the bookends, you know. Love Footloose. Let's go around the horn with Footloose for an up and down in terms of thumbs. Eric?
Somewhere in the middle.
Andrew?
Thumbs down.
And Adam?
Big thumbs up.
And a big thumbs up from me. So he's a 2.5 out of 4. That's not bad. I think I just... Yeah.
General Joe's rates at 5 stars.
Let's move on to Mutton Junkyard. Eric?
Again, you know, to mirror what I said, I'm not a huge fan of the application of the colors. Again, I love the colors. I just don't like the application of them. I'm not a fan of anything from the 25th anniversary Mutton Junkyard except the Junkyard, which I designed.
Yeah, I wonder why you're a fan.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's sculpted amazing too. He looks like a real dog and everything. But I'm not a fan of that build. I of the sculpt of the mutt itself. Like, his hips are really weird and large.
Mm, yeah.
His ankles get really small. His lower arms are so tiny and strange. Nobody referenced what one of those protective training gloves actually looks like. it's just this weird, like,
lump,
you know, like 1990s Image Comics thing. So yeah, I have to give this figure a thumbs down because I'm just not a fan of the build of the original 25th sculpt. So yeah, I have to thumbs down this figure. Had they rebuilt it and gone in a more Pursuit of Cobra 30th anniversary style way, rather than being so slavish to the original figure, I would be more for it. Like, you know, if he was built mostly out of like the law,
yeah,
figure with a different, the Renegade's Law with the cool vest and with a different head and helmet and stuff like that, and made him more of a, maybe more of a SWAT looking guy, I think that would have been a lot more fun and very different versus just, you know, if I really wanted this figure, I would go buy the vintage one.
Yeah.
And not this.
Yeah. Andrew.
The dog's a great sculpt. The deco applied to it is awful. I feel like the person doing it doesn't know what the concept of photo reference is.
I think Brian mentioned he looked like he could be doing a heist. It's like a heist dog with a ski mask on.
Yeah, I guess.
Getaway Junkyard. I like that.
The 25th Mutt figure is a mess of ridiculous proportions.
Yeah.
This guy has my thighs. but I don't know where those arms are from. Possibly stole them from a baby.
Baby arms, Andrew Frank's thighs, and a ski mask getaway dog with tiny ankles. Yeah, yeah, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this figure is essentially a total dud.
And let's do, sorry, and Adam.
You know, again, we kind of touched on this one in the long podcast. I think that this is a weird spot because obviously there are some areas that you can't deny look a little out of place among the newer tooling, especially like the wide hips. But at the same time, if you're trying to stay true to the vintage designs, he has so many elements that are so unique to him that without new tooling, what are you going to do exactly? So, you know, the helmet, the mask, the head, the vest, the sleeve, the boots, like, you're kind of stuck. Like, the only parts that were really able to be updated would have been the one exposed arm and the thighs.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think he's fine for what he is. And I think that, you know, like we were just talking about, the mental effect of seeing the color scheme kind of throws off whatever feelings I might have had about the sculpt, but it's a fine figure. Thumbs in the middle, closer to down on this one, but I mean,
yeah.
I don't personally hate the 25th Mutt, and I don't think this is terrible either, and I certainly like this deco better than Mutt's original deco, for whatever that's worth.
Sure. Okay, well, and I have to kind of also say that I think it's okay. It's, again, it's a kind of middle of the road thing for me. Like, I agree with all the points. I think that in terms of proportions, he's all over the shop. But again, you're kind of a slave to the 25th here. unless you do something brand new across the board, which will come, like, that's another point to talk about, really. I think it's the fact that, do you think the club have spent the tooling money in the right places? Because there's a lot of heads that have been done that have been a bit head scratchy. Like, you've kind of thought, well, is that really necessary that guy gets a new head? You know, when, or you know, this gets a new part when it's not necessary. But over here, there's a ton of things they could do for tooling that, you know, would be money better spent. And but, you know, again, different conversation, I think, from a different time. In terms of Mutt, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat here. Let's go round the horn for Mutt and Junkyard. Eric.
Down.
Andrew.
Way down.
It's going to be a really, like, an extended thumb image on the video.
You can see the thumb slowly making an upward shift as we go through the...
And what are you going for, Adam?
Somewhere in the middle, but a little closer to down. With the caveat that that's no one's fault, really. It just is what it is with the tooling.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go with thumbs up. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go thumbs in the middle because I'm a fence sitter. Let's move through to Hardball. Now, this is a funny one. Eric, take us through what are your thoughts on Hardball?
Okay, there's no winning with Hardball without extensive tooling.
Sure.
So that said, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I don't also hate it. I actually kind of think the use of those arms is rather clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To give the kind of
the undershirt. Yeah.
Look, I don't really whether his deco was Slaughter's Marauders or his classic deco doesn't really bother me at all. I almost think they could have gotten away with just using a bazooka torso and legs and just, you know, making Hardball a big beefy guy versus, yeah, you know, and then he would have had a jersey at least, even if it's not the right kind of jersey.
Sure.
This is a place where I would have really wanted a new head.
Yeah.
For him with a proper baseball cap and, you know, not that military style cap.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, I mean, really, the build is fine. It's cool that they're retooling the original gun. And
it's a beauty, you know, that weapon, isn't it?
It's such a unique weapon that there it really was.
Oh, that I remember, like, getting that the first time round in the vintage and just having that, the kind of the whole central section pop out, and I just like, oh my god, this is so cool, and it spun round, and I was just like, oh yeah, it's a gorgeous weapon. Yeah, absolutely.
He's probably somewhere in the middle. He could have been better, but I think he's fine too. He's also not a character that's super important to me to be perfect, because, you know, he's just not, like,
yeah,
I mean, he's more important than Salvo, but he's, you know, yeah, less important than Mutt and Junkyard.
Yeah,
more important than Salvo.
Well, yeah, everybody is. Raptor is more important than Salvo.
Velociraptor. Okay, and Andrew?
I think that if they were going to go with an entirely existing build for this guy,
yeah,
they probably did a pretty good job with the parts available to them, but not having a new head sculpt with a proper ball cap is criminal.
Yeah.
And the having the classic weapon retooled is really nice.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I got.
That's not a problem. And Adam?
I'll echo Eric that I think the arms were a really genius choice on this one. And obviously the having the original weapon retooled is really cool. I would have preferred if they'd painted the blue stripe all the way down the center of his torso, since similar painted details have been done on so many other figures recently, Sub-Zero's buttons, Amoth's flowers,
Agreed.
You know, and then it's a weird, like, I don't know, the halfway Slaughter's Marauders, halfway vintage thing just kills me, because, like, there's been such a strict adherence to the vintage deco on so many of these figures, but then they didn't use the original G.I. Joe logo on his shirt. They used the Rise of Cobra logo.
Yeah.
And then, so that's just kind of a weird thing. And then, like, since it's now been announced that they're not going to do a version one Hardball, it's like, this just seemed like, I don't know, like, I would have probably just put a barbecue or lowlight in this place then and just done version one Hardball as the same build, either as an attendee item or an FSS figure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's just kind of a weird thing to me. And then, you know, like you said, as far as where do you put the new tooling budget for the heads, like, I think it would have been preferable to put that here versus one of the other characters.
Which we'll get to in a moment.
We will.
I have to agree with all of that. And I think that the it's the baseball cap for me. I think if that is, and as you say, if you can easily paint a line down the shirt, to make it like really tight, and that's acceptable, because obviously tooling a new torso and lower part of the body is going to be really expensive. I can understand that, but get a baseball cap done, you know, on that head even. Or if they're going to do a new head, which they love to do with the fused hat helmet thing, I'd even accept that, like a fused baseball cap.
Well, honestly, I would have been fine with that, because then it would have been really form-fitting to his head. And also, yeah, you know, his hat is such a... there's really only Cutter and Steamroller. I think those are the only other guys that have a baseball hat. So it's really a big part of his identity to have a flat-brim hat like that kind of...
Yeah, it's weird.
Kind of throws off everything about the character.
And the other thing is, I would have said, just if you're going to do him as Marauders, like, you know, then do him as Marauders, but don't do this halfway thing. Like, because that is the one thing that does bug a lot of people. It's when you kind of make it impossible to do, you know, either make him one or make him the other. I think having a blue shirt instead of a white one would have been fine. You know, that would have been enough to make him a Marauder. And that way he matches up with Mutt and Smasher quite cleanly, and then you've got Footloose and Spirit who mirror each other. So you'd have that like cohesive OCD thing that that would be like a nice kind of look. As it is, he stands out. And if you I agree. I think just make him the original deco as an attendee exclusive or exclusive or FSS, and don't even worry about him being part of the Marauders team. And like you say, use, you know, redo Barbecue or redo Low Light to match that kind of classic deco, and then have one of the other two in the exclusives.
What a lost opportunity it was to take the Slaughter's Marauders logo graphics and incorporate that into like a baseball jersey.
Yeah,
It seems like such an obvious thing to do.
Totally. That's a really good idea. Or even just have that Slaughter's Marauders thing instead of the Rise of Cobra Joe logo, which has always confused me. If they're going vintage accurate, yet you always see that logo pop up, and it's like, just go vintage accurate then if you're going vintage accurate. But I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
This will come back later on, but where they decide to veer from vintage makes no sense ever.
Yeah.
Like where they're slavish in one place, they... completely disregard that. Like, they're so inconsistent. It's such a strange design. Like, the design choices seem so strange and out of left field because they're so inconsistent.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get like two of these hardballs and paint the legs, you know, like I just feel that strongly about it. And I'm not usually that fussed when it comes to these figures, but this one in particular, I really just wanted Hardball as his regular version. And it's just kind of, I don't know, it's a bit criminal to me that they're not even thinking about doing a regular version elsewhere. And they've got time. I mean, I guarantee there are going to be spots in that FSS where I'm like, I'd have preferred Hardball in his version one, to be honest. There are going to be spots in that FSS that I guarantee Hardball would have been a better choice. But anyway, Eric, thumbs up or thumbs down for Hardball?
Thumbs down because of no hat.
Andrew?
Thumbs down.
Adam?
Sadly, it's going to be a down just because of the halfway thing.
I'm sad because I think just with the pants brown, with brown pants, and with the line going all the way down, I think I'd have been all right with it, and I think I would have been a thumbs up for him. But because of the extra things like the hat and that line and the deco and the choice for the Marauders thing, I'm going to have to say thumbs down, and I'm sad to do that because I actually like the look of him. I like how he looks and his build, and oh, it's so annoying. Okay, Spirit, Eric, you've got a pretty solid connection to this character you're both Mexican. So,
yes. Spirit is probably my second or third favorite Joe of all time, and I was one of the I redesigned him for Pursuit of Cobra, and I worked on him with Wayne for the 7-pack. First off, he's completely unnecessary. We already have a modern Slaughter's Marauder Spirit. But my guess is for the club, and even for a lot of fans, they want exactly the, you know, something to mimic the original figure. So that said, just going by this one, not a fan of the build. Certainly not a fan of the secondary. That original 25th secondary is so awkward and strange looking. It doesn't really work. It came out very soft, like from the tooling, like the weird necklace has some sort of thing hanging off of it, but you can't really tell what it is. You know, there's a reason we didn't include the 25th Eagle in the Slaughter's Marauders pack, and that's because the sculpt is very awkward.
I like how it's like every single angle you can think of, it covers that direction in size, doesn't it? It's like you go from top to bottom and it's too long. You go from wingtip to wingtip, it's too long. You go from tail to beak, it's too long. It's like, where's this going to go in?
We did sculpt a new eagle for the Slaughter's Marauders pack, but we ended up having to scrap it for
no
cost.
No way!
It was gorgeous too.
Is that information, or is the visual information of that anywhere?
I don't think so. I don't even have a copy of the digital sculpt of it. It was never tooled, but it was sculpted, and it was sculpted by, I can't remember who sculpted it, but it was done by somebody who's like kind of their expertise was sculpting animals.
Wow.
Like that was the things they were good at, like really good at, and they it was gorgeous.
Oh my god, that is such a tease, you tease.
Sorry. I don't like the new head on this at all. It's really soft and it's kind of strange looking. I'm not sure what ethnicity it's supposed to be. It doesn't quite look Indian. It also doesn't quite look Asian. It's just kind of all over the place. And it's clearly a head for what were the guys with the gliders called?
Air Commandos.
Air Commandos.
Spirit. So my guess is that we're gonna see a Air Commando spirit in the next FSS,
or maybe a parachute drop figure,
or a parachute drop figure. Yeah.
We're ruining all of our exclusive talk for the.
This one's not for me.
Okay, Andre, the giant.
Yeah, I remember seeing that unused eagle sculpt, and it was real nice.
Stop teasing us. It's making us sad.
They're
well,
just making this crap up as
they
go.
Now, so.
Yeah, we're just lying.
Yeah, don't worry. When we get to it, I'm going to tell you about the unused globulus sculpt I saw.
No. Okay, carry on, Andrew.
he's got that great rifle and backpack, which I think were some of the most successful 25th era accessories. And I don't understand a single other aspect of this figure. The build makes no sense.
And Adam?
I'm always a fan of having tooling mixed up enough that it's not easily identifiable as reuse of another figure as soon as you see it. So I actually like the build here. It took me a while to figure out that he's actually wearing Quinn's shorts. So that creates kind of a cool layered effect.
I didn't even realize that.
Those are Snake Eyes' legs.
Are they? Okay, well, yeah. See, then I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's resolute. It's Resolute Snake Eyes to the knee, and then it's Spirit from there down.
So, sorry. Edit all that out so I sound genius. I don't mind it, actually. I think it's pretty cool. It's another one of those weird quirks I have, the same thing with Hardball. The fact that his knife handle is red is kind of throws off the color balance of these figures. So I think that was a little bit of a, like, I would have just stayed all black there, less deco and more vintage accurate, if that's the way you're going with it. I guess the real talking point for me on this figure is the new head sculpt, and I'm kind of mixed on it because we're not going to get another version one Spirit, so obviously it wouldn't have made sense for them to have sculpted this with the two braids, but at the same time, if you're going strict vintage adherence, then it's kind of strange to have the Air Commando's head on this figure, so I'm a little split on that, but I really like Spirit, and obviously I'm happy that we got a newly tooled head here because the version one just wasn't going to cut it on this. Yeah, and you know I'm okay with the Freedom sculpt. It's not the greatest, it's not the worst, so he's all right for me.
I actually, when I first saw this figure, I was really really up for it, and I was like, oh, this looks awesome. But it's the head sculpt that took it down for me. Like in terms of the build and the look, I like it. I think he looks quite, you know, generally overall really really good. But the head sculpt, when I saw the back part and you saw like the lack of detail in the hair, like it's more and more prominent that the new head sculpts have got like that. They're so soft looking that the hair loses a lot of detail. And I think that's one of those things that I do have a little bit of an issue with some of the new heads. But overall, I really, really like Spirit, and I'm probably going to be against the grain here with a thumbs up. But let's go round the horn again. Eric?
Thumbs down.
Andrew.
Thumbs down.
Adam.
Up.
And I'm going to go up as well. So it's a two-all draw. This is fun. it's like we've got the yin and the yang of thoughts. Okay. And like, bear in mind, Eric and Andrew have a lot of experience in figure design. So who are you going to trust?
We're also a lot pickier.
Yeah, that's true.
Than the average fan.
You're a bunch of complete assholes, effectively.
We are.
Agreed. We, you know what we are? We're a bunch of rock star prima donnas.
That's true.
I'm not cutting that out. Okay, Sergeant Smasher. Now, wow, I was confused, and I still am about this whole deal. But Eric, what are your thoughts going first?
I'm gonna go against
the grain
here and say I don't hate it. Okay, I'm going to attack this from a couple of different ways. I like that he has Rock and Roll's gun. They had to reuse it somewhere, and that's fine. That's fun. I like that sculpt, that body.
Heavy duty. Yeah.
The heavy body. It's a good body. It's unique in build and shape. No other Joe has it, and it's never really been reused other than for heavy duty repaint.
Sure.
From the tail end of Rise of Cobra. I don't love the new head sculpt. I wish it was less. I just wish I had more character or something to it. It's just very bland. And why do a new head sculpt if you're not gonna give it something a little oomph? He's got that little mohawk. I do think that it's very likely that they were basing it on the WCW wrestler Sergeant
Craig Pittman.
Yeah, Pittman. I'm not positive on that, but. He was kind of the Sergeant Slaughter.
There's a huge similarity there, isn't there?
Yeah. I wish the hat was a better sculpt, too. It's very soft and strange looking. Also, the brim doesn't look nearly wide enough for a drill sergeant's hat, because that would be a really useful hat to have floating around, you know, once some of the casters get a hold of it and he can order them for a couple bucks. So yeah, if the head was better, I mean, I like the concept of Sergeant Smasher being a new character. We knew from the beginning that it was never going to be Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, we had our thoughts, didn't we, of what it would be.
Yeah, there could have been something. They could have done something a little better if they had used, you know, one of the more updated retaliation roadblock bodies and legs and stuff like that. They could have done something a little bit more like that.
Yeah.
They even made it kind of Sergeant Slaughter-ish. On the bigger body instead of like the more true to Sergeant Slaughter body that we got from San Diego.
Yeah.
They could have gone like 10 different ways with this character, and they were never going to make everybody happy with it. But I'm actually going to say I'm all for more characters of color, and I'm all for new characters. So even though I don't love the new head sculpt and stuff, I'm not a big fan of the stripes on the pants. Even with that, I kind of like this one.
Awesome. Andre. I mean, that's what I'm calling you from now on.
All right.
That was so defeated.
It's having to talk about these that's making me feel defeated. So it's good that there is another character of color in the set. That said, what a huge missed opportunity to introduce a character of Indian ethnicity.
Fun school.
Agreed.
Style. Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't you do that? So, you know, that original heavy duty figure was pretty good at the time. And yeah, I got nothing else to say about it.
And Adam.
This is a tough one. Because it was really a damned if you do, damned if you don't for the club.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always championing new figures and moving the brand forward. So I'd be kind of a hypocrite to not want new characters, especially as the amount of product we're seeing is going to be slowing down considerably. At the same time, having a Slaughter's Marauders set without Sergeant Slaughter and with this character sharing a name with his original Indian version, I think, of course, created a level of expectation in the fandom that could never be met. So I'm a little mixed. I like the new head sculpt enough, and we haven't really seen the Rise of Cobra heavy-duty tooling in nearly a decade, so overall he's not bad to me. But as the very last con reveal of all time, And with the club's history of always kind of saving the best for last, I think everyone was anticipating having their mind blown, and I'm not sure if it delivered on that. But
well,
I'm also
it
not
blew
sure
a lot of minds. It's just not in the right direction, I think.
my personal preference probably would have been to just do a straight redeco of the San Diego version 1 style Slaughter, but with a new head that didn't actually resemble Slaughter. And then, you know, you could have either, you know, replace that with the San Diego one if you had it, or gotten a cast version or something. So I don't hate the figure, but I don't know if this is the right spot for him. It's you know, I think context is everything. If this had been the first reveal and you know, everyone kind of knew what it was right out of the gate, then I think I'd feel a little bit different about it.
I must admit, I'm really confused at why they would say anything about Mr. C in the reveal, where they were kind of saying it's a homage to that Mr. C character in the Sumbo cartoon, who just popped up once, was a Cobra character, and then I think asked to join G.I. Joe at the end of the episode. Really obscure. I love that. I love obscurity. I love that kind of stuff. But at what point does that work here? I don't really understand how you get from Sergeant Slaughter to Sergeant Smasher, Indian Fun School, Mr. C. There's so many things floating around here that make no sense to me.
International Man of Mystery.
Like, totally go for a Mr. C, make a Mr. C figure, by all means. Utilize that head on a different new character that they want to make, absolutely, by all means. But at what point does that work? What point does that integrate with Slaughter's Marauders, aka Sergeant Smasher? I just don't understand, and I never will understand that. And I think that's what muddies my feelings towards this character. I think that's what ups kind of, because I don't understand it, I don't get it, that's what messes me around. In terms of the build, love that figure. That heavy duty one is interesting, different style build, etc. The new head, again, I don't really know how they're going to reuse it other than to make a Mr. C figure. Thing I mentioned to you, Adam, the other day, off the podcast, was that could you imagine them using this for a Zartan, Ninja Force Zartan, because of the Mohawk? And like, I was a little bit like worried that would be actually something that came true.
That'd have to be a very thick Zartan to make that head work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like road pig Zartan.
Yeah.
So it probably won't happen, but I couldn't think of many more Mohawk uses. Maybe like some sort of Dreadnought down, like an unnamed Dreadnought or a new character Dreadnought. I don't know.
There is something worth mentioning here, and I'll preface by saying that I really truly have no insight on this, so I'm just going by what everyone else is seeing. But if you look at the con website, you'll see some of the figures. Let me pull it up for accuracy. Okay, so Spirit says it features exclusive new head sculpt. Blood says features new head sculpt. And Smasher says features exclusive new head sculpt. So I don't know if the word exclusive implies that you'll never see those heads used elsewhere.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
But then if that's the case, it makes you wonder, well, why would you go with the Air Commando Spirit head if you're never going to reuse it? So I don't know if that's reading too much into it or not.
Well, I mean, we've in the past, we've gone, well, this is going to happen surely, and it hasn't. This is going to happen surely, and it hasn't. So there's a few things where you're all the club almost kind of like guide you to think a certain way, and then just do something completely different. And you know, like the build up the expectation, and they don't. I think sometimes it's better for them to build up the expectation of one thing and give you something else because they know they probably wouldn't live up to the expectation they're kind of leading you towards, possibly. But again, I don't think that's reading into it. I think that's a good spot, and I think it's possibly a good shout to say that we won't see that Spirit used again and we won't see Smasher used again.
In thinking ahead in how they design something and how they sculpt something and stuff isn't always their best. What they think, sometimes like when, you know, when they think something works for two characters, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, they do figures that they do new parts and new head sculpts and stuff for something that really, that's really not where they should be putting their money. And sometimes they do it for something that just doesn't need a new head sculpt. There's already a perfect one out there. Their choices and planning in that has not always been, you know, the most
logical.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a round the horn on ups or downs and middles for Smasher. Eric?
I'm going to say up just because it's a new character.
Andrew?
Thumbs down.
And Adam?
I'm going to say middle leaning up.
And I'm going to go, despite all of my... No, actually, I'm going to have to go thumbs down on this one, I'm afraid. It's just how I feel, and I'm sad that this is the last box set reveal. Obviously, we've got the exclusive reveals to come, but and then offers the FSS 8. So I'm not too downhearted here, but still a little bit kind of, I don't know.
To add something here that I probably should have said before, I think since we were talking about where the tooling goes, I think it would have been much better to have put the tooling of this head into Hardball and just reused another head, whatever would have worked here. And I liked Andrew's idea of making Smasher an Indian character, so I would have gone that route.
Yeah, big time.
And I also would have lost the vest, because that kind of is same thing with what I was saying about Spirit. You know, the fact that this is so identifiable as heavy duty, even down to the same secondary, is kind of a disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vest, I'm not sure if that's also something that's putting me off the actual look of this character. If it's that vest that just, it doesn't really work in any way, shape, or form for any kind of character, does it?
That's just a very basic, normal vest. Like, there's nothing to it, you know, no gear on it or anything. Overall, I would say the problem with this set is that they probably shouldn't have done Slaughter's Marauders. There were only two figures that we didn't do in the original 7-pack, Footloose and Mutt. They could have threw them in an FSS. They didn't need to be, you know, they didn't really need to redo any of the other ones. And the real problem with this set is that the concept of it being Slaughter's Marauders hurts them from the beginning. They can't use Sergeant Slaughter. Most of the characters have already been done, and dare I say better.
Yeah.
Why do this theme? Why not? There's still a ton of Tiger Force figures that haven't been done. There's still, you know, a bunch
Ninja
of
Force,
Ninja Force,
DEF haven't been done at all. So there's tons.
There's so many better themes you could have gone with. You could have just done it didn't even have to be a sub-team set necessarily. It could have just been a bunch of characters that they hadn't gotten to. You know, the idea that it's Slaughter's Marauders is really what got this whole set stuck in the mud to begin with.
I can agree with that. I just want to go around the horn for the entire Slaughter's Marauders side of things. A thumbs up or thumbs down overall for the Slaughter's Marauders, Eric?
Down.
Andrew?
Down.
Adam?
Mostly up.
I'm going to go middle. So, yeah, perfect. Covered all the bases. Now, you can't have the good guys without the bad, so let's dive headfirst into Python Patrol. First up was Python Lamprey. Now, let's go Adam the other way. So, Adam, you can start this time, because Eric just keeps getting thrown in the deep end first. What do you think about Lampreys?
All right, I'm going to be a little redundant here again, because we already covered some of these before, but I really like this figure. I kind of would have preferred that they had gone to the 80s Python deco, just because now we've got this weird thing happening where you've almost got two incomplete sub-teams. You've got this, like, split Python Patrol and split Marauders, you know, and it would have been nice to have them all be unified to appeal to my OCD, but yeah, this is definitely a cool figure. I mean, I think that I said this before, too, but, like, he looks very, like, regal and expensive. Like, the deco really works
he
for
is,
him.
Mate.
I think you said that before too.
I did. Yeah.
I'm not sold on the flippers. I mean, I know he's an underwater character, but I don't think he really needs them. And one of the things I really liked on the 2003 version of this figure was that cool like metallic pearlescent visor he had, and it would have been cool if he could have painted that opaque on this figure. But yeah, I think he's pretty cool as a whole.
Andrew,
like Adam, I would have preferred the original Python deco. I think it's much more interesting, you know, and in fact, the thing about all those repaint sub teams is that they're all sort of bonkers, fascinating color palettes.
Yeah.
And this one is just so much more like sensible.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? True.
And thus to me, much less interesting. I always like the scuba characters. Did they update the arms on this build, or am I imagining it?
The arms and legs are updated. Yeah.
So that's sort of an improvement.
Yeah, the original Lamprey from that pack, from the was it the Assault or the Defense of Cobra Island or something, right? That, I think, did suffer a little bit with the arms and legs, didn't it?
Although there's
no job arms and legs, right?
Yeah, they were. It was another inexplicable reuse of the snow job parts.
Yeah, which were great.
I'm not like a stickler for tooling fits and accuracy the way you guys are, but I mean, if it is a little weird that his lower legs are baggy if he's going to be diving.
Yeah, True. You want them to be a little bit more wetsuit, don't you? Kind of, yeah, totally. Adam.
Yes.
Oh, you've already done you, haven't you? It's Eric. Sorry. I've already forgotten the way we're going around. Eric.
You make the rules.
I know, I make the rules and then I break them because I'm an asshole. I want to hear what Adam has to say again. Eric.
Okay, I agree with Adam and Andrew that I would have rather seen the classic color scheme here. I'm not a huge fan of the... I always like the character choices from the 2003 Python Patrol set, but I was never a fan of the color scheme because they look like Iron Grenadiers.
That's another thing that popped up at the in the last episode. Yeah, there's a kind of real close IG connection there, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the build, mainly because I don't... Those legs are really strange in the knees, and I just... Those are tooling that I would, as a designer, if I were at Hasbro, I would tell the factory to throw them in the ocean.
They'd be okay in the ocean because they've got flippers, so it's fine.
Yeah, well, that's true. Those flippers clearly do not fit around the back of those shoes, which is hilarious.
That's true, yeah.
So if it were up to me, if balanced. He had different arms and legs, I think he would be pretty spot on. Because I do like the vest, and that torso is fine, and I like the head. And those arms are fine. They're the Snake Eyes arms that I think were also used on the eel, the updated eel.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he had different legs, I think he'd be okay. But I'm not a fan of this color scheme for Python Patrol.
Well, I'm going to go completely against all of you guys and say that I actually am a fan of having like an almost version 2 sub-team that's separated from that original 80s scheme. I like the fact that I feel like there are enough Pythonized figures from the original Python Patrol to be there. Like original Python team, and I think there are enough, bearing in mind that we will probably get Saw Viper and Rock Viper in maybe multiples in the exclusive side of things. Now, if that is the case, I feel like there's enough figures to make that version 2 sub-team a separate thing from the version 1 sub-team, and I don't feel like they have to be kind of piled together in one big sub-team. So for me, I'm satisfied to get almost like another sub-team that they could have called something else. They could have called it the Mamba Patrol or something.
It's the Iron Grenadier Python.
IG Python Patrol, exactly. And in terms of this particular figure, when I first saw it, I was a little disappointed, and now I know why. It's the legs, and I couldn't get my head around why I didn't like the build. I was looking at it thinking, well, no, it's a Lamprey. I like the Lamprey. I like the build. I like how it's done. It's the bagginess of the bottom part of the legs. And it's only because Adam said that now that I've realized that's what it is. And I know you probably said that the first time, Adam, but I wasn't paying attention.
How cool would it have been if this vest and helmet was on the ultimate, the Retaliation Ultimate Snake Eyes? So it actually looked like a diving outfit.
I'm trying to think of the ultimate, but yeah, absolutely, that would be
the same one that they used for Latal.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's such a good body, and it would have kind of turned the Lamprey from like more of a pilot to a like diver type of character, which is, you know, you don't have a Python Patrol moray, so you know it's kind of cooler for him to be a diver more than a pilot anyway.
Yeah, totally. No, I'm gonna have to say, and I'm going to go first on this one, I'm going to give him a thumbs up despite the legs. But what about Adam?
Definitely a thumbs up on this one.
Andrew.
Eric just reminded me that in addition to the ready-to-go, as yet unused 86 roadblock tooling that exists out there,
right,
there is the new torpedo tooling.
Oh, that's right.
My
that
goodness.
Was ready to go and was never released. And
how cool of a Lamprey would that have been?
Damn, that'd have made it really, really, really cool as well to actually get that tooling out there.
Yeah.
So with that in mind.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go thumbs down.
And Eric.
Thumbs down.
Okay. Moving on to the Heat Viper. And we'll start this time with Andrew. I'm really mixing it up now. I'm really making it confusing.
So I think it's good to get the Heat Viper and the Laser Viper out there again.
Yeah.
But keeping that in mind, I think this deco looks ridiculous. The gold vest.
Yeah, that's an issue with the vintage figure, isn't it? Because the vintage figure has thicker straps on the mold, and therefore less gold is on show, so it kind of almost mutes that a little bit, right?
Yeah. So I like the original version of this Heat Viper, but I do not like this deco.
Sure, Andrew. No, we've just done you, Adam.
Same thing I said before on this one. I really love the 50th Heat Viper, but the deco on this is just kills me. And again, it's not the club's fault. They're trying to emulate the 2003 version, but the 2003 version isn't built like this. He has very thick chest straps that would break up the gold.
There's a thing on the legs, isn't different. There? Yeah, there's like this kind of piping on the legs, isn't there? Like kind of tubing almost.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you have to work within the confines of what the sculpt is giving you. So it's for that reason, it's kind of screwed with the deco a little. Like if there was a way to give him thicker shoulder straps or to have like cut in the paint so that it had like, you know, it didn't have as much gold or something. But when I look at this figure right now, even though I really like the figure, that gold torso, it just like, you know, it's like laser focus for me. It just drives me in because it's so predominant. So yeah, I don't know. I mixed on this one.
And Eric?
I'm with them. It's the deco, because that figure's great. And there's but man, that gold chest, if that chest was black and the red striping, and it was like they did the gold stripe up the middle.
Good
instead.
Idea. Yeah.
Like, just swap it around. Don't be such a slave to the vintage thing or to the 2003 figure. Use it as a jumping off point for certain, but then do better.
Yeah.
You know, like everything from those time periods isn't perfect. Like, there's room for improvement always. So yeah, it's the deco, and it is that gold vest, man, that is just completely draws your eye.
I'm gonna do some sort of gold member clip.
Gold member. that's my favorite James Bond movie.
Golden chest.
Okay, so let's do a quick thumbs up, thumbs down. I haven't said what I think. So I think I actually really like it, but I do think that it's the gold chest. I'm completely mimicking what you guys are saying on this. Love the figure. In fact, other than the gold on the chest, I really like the deco. So I think that had they done that switch around, the gold stripe with the black body, I think that probably would have been more powerful. But anywho, I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say thumbs up still. Adam?
Without the gold chest, solid thumbs up. With it as it is, middle.
Andrew?
Down.
And Eric?
Thumbs down.
Okay, moving on. Laser Viper. As Paddy and Dave like to call him, the laser god copy. So let's talk about this one. Let's start with Adam on this one.
I absolutely love this figure. I think that really ever since we first saw the idea of doing a Laser Viper in the concept case using whose tooling was that? Was it Duke? Was it the...
It's partially Renegade, Resolute Duke.
Resolute Duke, that's right.
Sci-fi albums and somebody else's legs.
Yeah, so you know, the first time I ever saw that build, I thought it was a great reuse of parts, and you know, it kind of killed it last year that Laser Viper didn't have its laser backpack, because that's sort of the character's whole identity. So obviously they've rectified that here, and so I mean, for me, this one's like a perfect 10 out of 10 basically. If anything, my only hope is that maybe we'll get like a additional weapons pack to get that backpack in the correct color for last year's figure. Yeah, I don't have a single negative thing to say about this one. I think he's great.
I have to agree. I think he looks amazing, and I'm down. I've got nothing negative to say. All I want to say is I'm so glad they did the backpack this time. There's another kind of story behind the fact that you've obviously got the God Machine Toys Laser Gods figures in and around coming out. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, is this like, I wonder if like they got hold of the casting bait because this was being made, or I mean, do we know what the deal is with that? Does anybody know any information about that?
I know nothing about that.
It's so weird, isn't it? It kind of came out of nowhere as well. Just like
it's essentially, I want to say, the first real stab at a third party.
Yeah.
Joe. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you know me, I only deal with the real. So.
So with it being, I mean, obviously when it first was revealed, it would have been third party. But now, surely it's got to be considered knockoff or bootleg because of the fact that they don't, like, you know how third party operates in that grey area where they do characters that haven't been done, or they do, you know, they have to design them a certain way so they're not in the similar kind of vein to what's already out there. So, I mean, does that change what it effectively is? now that we've got this Laser Viper that, I'm sorry, looks identical in build, identical to the third party build.
What, I mean, was the third, I haven't looked at, I saw it once briefly. Was the third party figure sort of using Hasbro parts, or was it newly sculpted?
I can't tell, because when I look at the two next to each other, they look absolutely identical, other than the subdued coloring of the club version. There's a bit, there's more shiny element to it. Anyway, probably a different conversation for a different podcast, but it just it confuses me that they exist as third party figures still at this point. Like, surely Hasbro would have stepped in and said something, but we'll have to we'll find out in the future, I suppose. In terms
they're,
of this,
they're not the same.
They're not. The
they're
same.
Very similar, but they're not. They're really not the same. It's a totally different torso. The helmet and backpack look different, but they're, you know, it's all from the same source material. And they're clearly using the build that was in the concept case as their. I've got it open right now. Okay.
The basis. Yeah.
Their basis. There's a good chance that they cast and molded the lower arms and lower legs, and maybe the upper arms and upper legs, but I can't really tell from the photos.
I mean, it's impossible to know unless you got insider info on this one, I think. But
And I don't.
What about your thoughts on the actual club figure, Eric?
I like it quite a lot. This is one of the only ones from the original set that I think is more striking than the others to begin with.
Yeah.
The build is great. I do wish the club, when they tooled up a new head, I wish they'd gotten a hold of the actual sculpt from the concept case, the updated version,
sure.
And didn't just cast the original 1980s version. 1990 version, because I think the updated figures have so much more detail and stuff. I wish that the backpack and helmet were newer in more updated in detail and everything
to match the rest of the figure. Yeah,
I do think that they look great, and I'm glad that they included them. That said, they don't really ruin the figure for me. In a perfect world, they would have
nitpicky Aranya.
Yeah, would have had updated versions of these pieces.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And Andrew,
it's cool to see the retooled backpack. I'm not sure how well it actually fits the figure, especially with that handle, given that it is just the vintage.
Mm.
It's so high up.
It looks small,
it's
doesn't so it, as well? Like the handle looks quite small, and it does look quite high, but yeah.
I think when people get these, they may be very frustrated with the fit of that accessory.
Yeah, there won't be much movement left or right, will there, necessarily? Yeah. If you want to hold the handle at like an angle or something, it might be a bit difficult.
Yeah.
What? Okay, then. So in terms of thumbs up, thumbs down, what would you say, Andrew, on this one?
Thumbs down.
And Eric?
Thumbs up.
And Adam?
That's both thumbs and toes up on this one.
And I'm going to go thumbs up for me. Okay. So far, I think Laser Viper has been like the best one overall in terms of score. What about Major Blood? Let's go with Major Riches on this one. What do you think, mate, of Major Blood?
So, I love Major Blood as a character, and somehow we haven't had a new version of him in literally a decade, so this is a very welcome addition to me. I'll start with the biggest positive. I'm feeling the new head sculpt. I'm really glad he's gotten an update. I think it looks really good. I also think it's cool that he comes with the 91 supersonic zap weapon, so maybe that's a little allusion to what might be coming down the road.
Which will annoy me on something else, but yeah, carry on.
Yep. But with that said, I do have a couple of negatives. That chest grenade canister web gear thing, I mean, just off the top of my head, Retaliation Cobra Trooper, Stealth Paratrooper, Ozone, the FSS Hawk, it's like enough already on that. But the far bigger, unforgivable crime, the Shock Trooper parts. And I know I've kind of ranted on this before, but Shock Trooper is an amazing figure. I mean, it's easily probably top 10 figures of all time. But he's so good that literally 40% of every single figure that's come out since then has had some body part of his on it. Like, they need to melt the mold. You can literally get that if you go through every figure made now. I mean, those parts are available in every color of the rainbow. You could make a Pantone chart out of just Shock Trooper parts. Like, it just has to stop. Like, they're amazing, but you know, can we sculpt a new set of arms and legs that are similar, that we could just for the sake of variety? I mean, not every human on Earth has the same wrinkles in their clothes. It's just,
yeah.
So, I mean, I really do like this figure a lot. I think it's a great character. I don't have any problem with the robot arm. I think that still holds up pretty well, but just I just look at those legs and I'm just like, oh, like I'm just imagining as I go through the roster of the hundreds of figures that have used them in the last few years.
Yeah. I think for me, in a perfect world, I would have a more articulated robot arm. And I'd also have, okay, that's secondary. I think it works really well on Supersonic Fighter's blood. But in this scenario, he had the zap chest, didn't he? With the missiles.
Yeah.
So if they're doing the zap weapon to allude to maybe doing a zap, does that mean we're going to get zapped with these grenades on his chest? Because if that's the case, that's not going to be good enough, I don't think. I think you could have made a secondary on blood and maybe used his old head sculpt. I mean, his old head sculpt isn't that bad, but they could have like put the money in the secondary to then use on zap further down the line. So, and again, further down the line, FSS8, which is probably going to be. So, I'm only annoyed at the fact that we're getting the wrong chest for this particular character. But obviously, we're probably more than likely getting the Supersonic Fighter's blood, aren't we?
Yeah, well, if they had used these the chest grenades on that one, I have no problem with that, because, I mean, that's fairly accurate. But with this one, without even making a new secondary, I really kind of expected to see the Jungle Viper torso here, because he has that chest pouch thing, and it you know, shape wise it's sort of similar enough, but
yeah,
you know, this is nitpicky. I really like this figure. I don't want to sound like I'm down on it. I just he looks
spectacular when you look at him, like, and you know, he looks solid, but I think a lot of that has to do with the Shock Trooper. Eric,
I like this one. The head sculpt's a little soft, but it's good. It's not awful. I'm okay with the chest, with the secondaries. I'm okay with the build. My only real complaint on the build is I wish I hate that robot arm.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't move and it just drives me crazy. I think it's okay. I like the color breaks. I like the way that they spread the colors around and stuff, and where they use the gold and the red, and
yeah, really good balance there. Yeah,
more than anything else, more than the vest, I kind of wish they'd done the new helmet with the spikes up the middle.
Yes,
and
of course. Yeah,
I would have liked that more than it could have just been part of his head. It didn't need to be a removable helmet. I would have almost liked that more than a new vest
if they'd gone with that kind of almost metal patch.
Yeah, like I like that metal patch with like the bolts in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that would have worked, I think. Yeah.
But if they redo this in the it was at 2000 where he was in brown and black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if it was like if they redid this in the 2000 color scheme or the Sonic color scheme, that's pretty great. Like,
yeah, totally.
That'll be a nicer figure than this too, because those are just both. I love those color schemes. I like those color schemes more than the red, black, and gold. But I do like this one. I'm all for it.
Cool. And Andrew?
So, Eric, help my poor alcohol-addled brain. Did Hasbro ever release the larger Major Blood head sculpt, because it was really small initially?
No, they did not. There was a new head sculpt done for a figure that never ended up coming out or even getting announced.
Okay.
But it was not, there never ended up being a tooled new head sculpt. So they always only had that really tiny one with the helmet like glued to it.
Yeah, because I know I remember seeing it at one point. So yeah, it's really good to get that. I think it would have been, like you guys were saying, more fun to have the metal patch and the spikes up the helmet. I would rather they just not use the armored or robot arm, because I never understood why the 25th figure didn't have the elbow articulation. So I think that's kind of a bummer, but otherwise it's actually a pretty solid looking figure.
Awesome. And what about thumbage, Andrew?
I'm going to give this one a thumbs up.
Whee! And Eric?
Thumbs up.
And Adam?
Thumbs up.
I'm going to go thumbs down. I'm just kidding. Thumbs up. And Major Blood is the standout character of all of the figures so far. Now, let's move out of the discussion of the figures now, and let's talk about JoeCon exclusives. So, with the announcement that there won't be any vehicles as exclusives this year, we turn our attention to what figures we may see related to the box set. We fully expect a few no-brainers like the Python Saw and Rock Viper's Impossible 3 packs to accompany the set, but what about something for the Marauders team? What are your thoughts on these then, guys? We'll start with the Marauders, and Eric?
I think it's a no-brainer that we'll see Barbecue and Low Light.
Yeah.
Possibly they may add some new team members to it. Like, I could see, you know, like we added Falcon. I could see them adding characters. Weren't the Marauders more like tank operators and stuff? Wasn't that their kind of backstory?
Yeah, because all the vehicles were like different tanks and stuff. Which,
yeah, maybe they could. How cool would it be to see like Cover Girl,
exactly,
or Steeler, or yeah, you know, a Bazooka was a tank guy too,
yeah,
before he was a Bazooka Man.
Good shout on Cover Girl, because obviously they did use the Wolverine.
Yeah, they have it. Yeah, they have the head and everything like that. So I could see them adding some tank drivers to it, maybe, or maybe some armor specialists like Zap. You know, throwing Zap in there, kind of with that Major Blood build with a new arm, with a different arm and head.
That's interesting you say that, because that's a good way of getting Zap in that kind of build, I suppose, but not,
yeah,
as in a supersonic fighter. Maybe he'd be Marauder's deco.
Yeah.
But possibly, like, more likely he'd be supersonic fighters or whatever, sonic fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. What about Andrew? Got any ideas for kind of Marauders style exclusives?
Yeah, you know, I think it the Eric's idea of having a lot of the driver characters would be really fun.
Also, kicking the nuts for all the people that wanted vehicles as well, right?
Yeah, sure, sure. I've always been a big fan of Clutch. So
yeah,
I'd love to see a new version of Clutch.
Good call.
But I'm also a huge fan of the Sonic Fighters and Supersonic Fighters.
Yeah.
So I think anything they can do from that, I would be pretty into.
That's awesome. And I did. I threw up a couple of just, you know, silly jokey things on the image. But in terms of, like, I mean, the Supersonic Fighters, they could do the whole blooming lot, couldn't they? And I kind of had this conversation with a few of the guys off the podcast a while back about them. I've got this feeling that the club are going to do some sort of big, like, thing with the figures. Like, there's going to be like almost another box set worth of content. Almost like, you know, like the Supersonic Fighters versus another kind of sub team or something. Just not in a box set as such, maybe loose bagged, but kind of put out as, you know, we thought we'd do as many figures as possible this year or something. It's a bit of a pipe dream, but I could see that happening. And also, I was thinking, this hit me the other day, Slaughter's Marauders Steel Brigade. I was thinking that
would be pretty
cool. And like, almost like you could have a three pack of them to kind of, you know, complement all of the troop builders on the other team.
Steel Brigade is kind of the club's go-to as well.
Yeah, yeah. So that I thought that would be quite sexy.
Yeah, now that you've said it, I think it's almost a given.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd never get any of these things right, but we'll see anyway. I'm probably still wrong. Adam, what about your thoughts, mate, on the Marauders?
Man, I mean, I could go for like a whole other hour on this topic.
Eric's got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I probably should do the same. I actually don't think they're going to redo Barbecue and Low Light. Maybe they will, but I don't know. I just have a feeling that they consider those done, or we would have probably seen one of them in the set, maybe. There's so many figures that you could do redecos on with no new tooling. Tan Clutch, Listen and Fun Tripwire, Motor Viper, Rumbler. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's fair game, really. I think as far as stuff that ties into the set, there's usually always some female presence, so I could maybe see them doing like Python Baroness or Python Pythona.
Oh, I really want a Python Pythona.
on the Marauder side, I could see them either doing in Marauder's deco or just in the 2006 deco, the Renegades, Red Dog, Taurus, and Mercer figures.
Awesome.
And, you know, obviously we already talked, you know, Saw Viper, Rock Viper, you know, you could do obviously Sonic Vipers, or Sonic Fighters. And another kind of idea I just had looking at Footloose is you could repurpose his head into Wild Card and or Major Altitude and then
nice.
Do a two-pack and an Interrogator.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they could have that little the Retaliation helicopter pack that came with Cobra Commander.
See, I wanted Altitude and Interrogator back in the Sky Patrol year. I think that would have been perfect for them, and they had them ready. Like, that would have been just easy repaints.
Yeah,
and obviously you'd have to build Major Altitude to a degree, but I think that would have been great. But anywho, that's awesome. I've just had a worry that just hit me, and I have said this before, but could you see them doing their own, you know, when they did the Renegades, Mercer, Taurus, Red Dog with Sarge for the club, and they had that weird kind of white camo-y deco thing going on. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I just talked about that.
Did you just say that? Yeah, I'm an idiot. It's probably
2006 deco.
Yeah. My bad. Yeah, that could. But I'm concerned that would be done, because I don't really think that would be very good. But anyway,
that's a really shitty deco. I hope they don't.
Exactly. What about then on the bad guys side? Quickly, Eric and Adam, you kind of covered it with Pythona. I love that idea.
Yeah, I could definitely see Baroness or Pythona. I could also see them doing one of their like made up characters, the girl with the eye patch,
Crimson Asp.
Yeah, or you know, something like that. I would almost guarantee one of their made up characters is in there.
Sure.
I can't think of any that they haven't done recently, but I'm sure there are some that I'm just not thinking of. Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. Any others to throw in there, Andrew? Have you got any more?
I think a Python decoed armored Cobra Commander would be really cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. That you win. You win today. That's brilliant.
I would like to say real quick that the idea of them doing Sonic Fighters and talking Battle Commanders like as a big set, that should have been what this concept.
Yeah.
Well,
there's so many figures that they could have merged those two things and even thrown in some new version, you know, army build the Vipers and the Lampreys and stuff like that. It would have been sweet, and most of those figures are done. There would have been very little tooling.
I know it would have just been a repaint scenario for most of it, other than say like Psych Out
like Psych Out would have been the kind of standout,
the new
one,
stuff. But that would have been great, and I don't know. Anyway. Anywho, that's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-hosts Eric, Andrew, and Adam. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.